Today is Thursday, the 25th of September, in the 25th week of Ordinary Time. The Winchester College Chapel Choir, with the Portsmouth Grammar School Chamber Choir, sings Seek the Lord, the second part of the Isaiah Canticles, by Dan Locklear. Seek the Lord while he wills to be found. Call upon him when he draws near. How will you draw near to the Lord today? Today's reading is from the prophet Haggai.
In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. Then the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai, saying, is it a time for you yourselves to live in your panelled houses, while this house lies in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider how you have fared. You have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And you that earn wages to put them into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider how you have fared. Go up to the hills and bring wood and build the house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord.
The prophet Haggai is challenging people for not prioritizing the building of the temple. They have their priorities all wrong. The prophets help us to see how God sees things. Haggai in his day, Jesus in his. Who are the prophets of today? Spend a moment praying for these prophets. Listen again. Notice the ultimate dissatisfaction that Haggai predicts as a fruit of misplaced priorities.
In the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai to Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest. Thus says the Lord of hosts, these people say the time has not yet come to rebuild the Lord's house. Then the word of the Lord came by the prophet Haggai, saying, is it a time for you yourselves to live in your panelled houses, while this house lies in ruins? Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider how you have fared. You have sown much and harvested little. You eat, but you never have enough. You drink, but you never have your fill. You clothe yourselves, but no one is warm. And you that earn wages to put them into a bag with holes. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider how you have fared. Go up to the hills and bring wood and build the house, so that I may take pleasure in it and be honored, says the Lord.
There is a kind of planting and building in life that brings delight to God. What is God wanting you to plant or build? Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.